in which case I'm like, how is it in there? Y'all are ready to like jump ship? Like, what is
Yeah,
going
don't get
on?
surprised.
Here's my thing also. I feel like the show is so racially segregated. Like, but it's like, who do we look option wise? Has Forenza's head turns every 2 days, and yet I don't think it's ever turned for anyone who's not white. And I'm just like,
yeah.
And I think,
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to Black Vibe Reality, a place for Black Vibe Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver. I'm an entertainment reporter currently writing about reality TV for Collider. And my guests today are from Couple to Thruple. You've probably seen them before on, well, first of all, Couple to Thruple interviews. Then we got Survivor recaps because they're also into the reality space. And you're seeing Max Samo, Extravaganza, for I Kissed a Girl, but today we also have Ash, their partner. Hi, Ash.
Hello, I'm back.
So happy to have you. I mean, I finally get to your thoughts. What are your thoughts on this show so far?
It's a lot of feelings, a lot of thoughts, because it's actually pretty cool to see all the representation and to see actual relationships that are forming from lesbians, and that is getting deep. I really enjoy that part, but then I'm like, Theo, right?
Yeah.
And Theo is driving the game, and it's getting, I feel like, interesting, or maybe not so much so far, because of Theo. A lot about the show I feel like I'm getting a lot of my emotions from is how Theo goes about this whole experiment, and it reminds me a lot of us.
Yeah, it actually really
yeah.
does.
Yeah, so a lot of good memories that also are coming out from watching the show.
Yeah, that's fair. Episode 7, I mean, we won't even go by episode. We'll go by couple.
Okay.
Meg and Eva, they're still on good terms, but we see a little, they're kind of not on the same page.
Yeah, Meg is totally falling for Eva, and she is, I think she's scared, one, of maybe, like, hurting Meg, because it sounds like she has, like, a past of being, like, a fuckboy a little bit, but also, you know, two, of really, like, committing, like, they might have some commitment issues, and being, like, I don't know, the stakes are a little higher when cameras are in your face, and you know this is going to be seen again, so I think they're just really confronted with, like, what is real? What do I actually want? Who do I actually want? And can I actually commit to this?
Yeah. I feel like that pressure is also kind of affecting Georgia and Kara, which we'll get to. Like, you can tell it's getting the end days and everyone's like, oh, wait, like, what are we actually going to do after this? I kind of wish they had more time because what was it? Probably like a week, 14 days or something. I don't know.
Maybe like 2-3 weeks max.
The
questions are getting real of like, would you relocate? And then that's when you know you got to actually think about it long term, or even 6 months. That could also be long term. So I'm wondering, maybe things are getting too real, which is why they're starting to get a little too insecure about what they think, what they want.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty real though.
Yeah, I feel like when you're in that reality bubble, like you kind of get sucked into it and you're like, oh my gosh, like we're connecting, like they're so cute and like we're getting along so well. And then as you reach the end of it, you start to realize, oh, how is this going to work in the real world when I have work and they live here and I live there?
And what about that one?
Then it starts the question of like, are we actually going to commit to this at the end of this? Who knows?
Yes. I mean, you guys had to think about that on Couple to Thruple. If you're watching this and you have not watched Peacock's Couple to Thruple, please do. You will love it.
Dreaming.
One of the questions also, they do a compatibility test that you just talked about that is eerily similar.
Very similar.
Yes, except for you guys, because Coupled with Rubble is about couples who are trying to find a third, and meaning a relationship, not just sex. And for them, the thirds had to step forward if they aligned with the couple on things. This, both parties had to try and walk to each other.
Yeah, I thought that was actually cute and really showed a lot about all of the couples.
Ooh,
especially Amy and Hannah. Ooh, I was like, damn, did he make the right choice? I don't know. Because I know Amy and Theo would have stepped forward a few times, I'm sure.
Do you, though?
I do.
We're still in, like, the are we friends thing. Can we even make it 6 months? I don't know.
Phoebe? Yeah. I am happy. I'm happy that Amy chose Hannah. She has some of the qualities that she was looking for from the very beginning.
True.
Fiorenza was very wibbly wobbly on some things. But then, like, a lot of these things have not worked out with Amy, and I am starting to wonder if it's her. Because how does Priya asking, hey, maybe this might be a flag, and then all of a sudden you're acting out in the challenge before actually talking to her about how something made you feel. And it's like, also, did you actually feel type of way, or did you feel weird that, like, Priya noticed?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Priya later ends up being put on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Her fault. It's like, Amy, you're a grown woman. You can make a decision whether you like the banter with Hannah or not. Like,
she's playing the I don't know about anything game, but you're doing it really well.
I know. And poor Hannah, I actually feel, you might feel differently, but poor Hannah, because first of all, Hannah has to find out from Thea that Fiorenza was even in the picture. She did not know that whole entire time. So,
that was messy.
Yeah.
I mean, Hannah coming in later, I feel like, we know that feeling. It takes a second to kind of get closer to everyone and feel like, oh, like, I have deep connections like everyone else. And I think this is starting to test Hannah and the idea of, like, you know, are people really accepting of you coming into the house? Because after Amy chooses Hannah, then kind of the vibe shifts and Hannah's feeling very much like an outsider. And everyone is just talking about
Theo,
we miss Theo, which, I mean, me, I miss Theo.
We know you're a fan.
Everyone else does too, but
yes. I mean, were you also mad at Hannah that she was like, I mean, when I walked in?
It was all about, like, I won. Yes, you won, bitch, but everyone's being mean about it. You can't even relish in the fact that you won. You got no one.
Yes. I mean, I'm like, Hannah doesn't know this person. I think it's kind of fair that she's just happy that this worked out. But I thought it was very interesting that it was Priya that was like, actually, you weren't considering other people's feelings. Because Priya was just called out for that a couple episodes ago.
Okay.
So is this growth for Priya? I don't know.
Starting to talk, maybe?
Okay. Are they all just, oh my gosh, I think there's always something wrong with all of them at some point, but that's okay.
Absolutely. They're humans, complicated humans.
Queer
I
humans.
Will say, queer humans as well. All right, I am starting to switch up with Nay and Priya. I think I was a little hard on them. Last week, Sabaya, as a black mask, was like, I'm defending Nay because I see myself in Nay and I hear it. I will say I think they had some cute, cute moments. One that stuck out to me was that when Priya was like working on Nay's locks, I was just like,
that was really cute. Like,
that means a lot to me.
Yeah, that is really special. And I feel like I was kind of on the same page. I was maybe giving them a lot of shit, just not really seeing the relationship and being like, do
we're
they
not
work?
Seeing it in the edit.
But the fact that they're so consistently choosing each other and they are starting to get a little deeper and finally they have like a time to talk and really address some communication issues or what people aren't holding back, I think I'm really starting to see it for them. I'm like, okay, y'all are an OG couple. You're still together and like doing well, like not too crazy messy ever since the first Nay kind of like situation where Nay just wanted to like feel like a player. But now I feel like they're settling down.
They're absolutely slowing down. The big grin Nay has every time that she's looking at Priya, I'm like, this is cute. This is so cute. And they're the only couple who actually meets in the middle for this freaking test. That's a big
Right. That really does say a lot.
I'm glad one of them did. But I think it's really Priya leading the way from day one. Like, she was so direct. She was
like,
this is what I want. This is what I'm not getting. This is how I need you to show up. And I feel like it's just been... they're just growing together now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a very direct person. I'm trying to remember. I think she's the Virgo. Or maybe she's... no, she's a Taurus because Nay's the Virgo. So, yeah, that fits.
Yeah.
Fellow Taurus.
Grounded. Nice. Consistent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another step forward. Do you think, though, they're actually in the real world? Like, 6 months. How do you hang out?
I don't know. I'm also curious when this filmed, because I feel like I'm like now doing the math. Because it's like almost a year.
Like April, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, so they're willing to relocate, which honestly, asking lesbians if they're willing to relocate.
I thought they would all say yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of no's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eva was no, but that was like family, and then Meg was like, I'll move. Now, back to Meg and Eva, look, I have to keep in mind that Meg said that she was in 7 relationships before, and these are young people. When she said that she was already in love with Eva, I was like, you're being a disaster bi right now?
Yes, it's a lot.
Like... and then she kept being like, oh, I don't want to scare Eva. You need to, what is
you
love?
Calm it down.
Calm down, please.
Yeah, it can't be number 8, okay? It's got to be, you got to maybe wait a little bit. But I feel like that's also kind of cute. Like, you're leaning in so hard.
I do think that might be kind of what Eva is also used to or likes.
Yeah.
Because they're used to being with, like, people who are turning lesbian for the first time with them. So... assuming that they're probably either like, oh my gosh, I'm a lesbian, I'm in love with you, and like this needs to last forever, and Eva's like, no, and like, you know, doesn't commit. I'm like, maybe this will be nice for Eva to hear, for them to feel like, you know, okay, this person isn't to me, even though I'm not their first.
Yes. I think the thing, though, is like, not to psychoanalyze, but to psychoanalyze a little bit, when you're into the straights, that's kind of a sign that you are non-committal. Like, you're going after something.
Unavailable.
So Meg is so available. She said she had a tough heart when Ava was talking about, I might break it. What are we doing here?
We need some more self-care, some self-worth. We need to see, like, girl, what do you actually want?
She needs Layla's energy. Now, I am mad. I'm mad because Layla had this.
Right.
And she was like, but I can't. I felt like she kind of hinted to producers because she was like, people keep saying, like, why can't you just see where things go? And I was like, that's probably producers. Yeah. But she was like, I'm not that kind of person. Fair. Yeah. She was like, this is a norm in the community, but that ain't me. Honestly, this is a norm for these reality shows. It's not even, like, down to sexuality.
No, this is just boom, boom, boom.
Like,
boom.
It's on 3x speed, like The Sims.
Yeah, and it's real, but that's overwhelming,
But like, there needs to be a balance between a Meg and a Layla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I am proud of Layla for, even though, like, not finding someone that they're like, you know, I'm gonna go. Like, I don't see anybody here that I'm into, and mm-hmm. I've tried, but I'm not gonna pretend like I want to kiss somebody else. I'm mm-hmm. just gonna go and enjoy the experience that I had.
But also, I feel like it's kind of robbing yourself of just a few more days of seeing where things can go mm-hmm. with no expectations. Because I feel like there was a time on our show.
Oh, yeah. We were ready to pack it up and leave.
We're like, you know, we could. But we're then we're going. Like, you know.
And then welfare comes up. Is everything okay? No.
You sure?
Let's have to leave.
Calm down.
We're just kidding.
Okay. We had a moment. But yeah, I think for her, it's also really cool to see someone that just knows when enough is enough.
Yeah. This also kind of gave a little bit bisexual of like, yeah, lesbians are known to like couple up quickly. But for the bis is like, you kind of are you're familiar with the hetero norms. So like, you don't always subscribe to this. So I was like, this is also a little bit of bisexuality playing out. And Thea was like, you know what? I only choose people who choose me, so I'm saving my kiss. This has happened a lot this season, actually.
Yeah.
People are like,
surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, are you over? I don't know.
I'm impressed with how they're handling it, I will say. Because it definitely is not ultimatum crazy, which could have been very easily, but I feel like lot more. Like understanding of people not being compatible or someone not mm-hmm. being into you that you're into, and mm-hmm. just like, okay, well, let's be friends.
Yeah. And you know what? The person who I wish had more energy like that is Amy. Because Amy is quick to spiral, is quick to like kind of make it about her self-worth. Because even when she was talking about the things with Hannah, she was like getting down, and I'm like, this girl likes you. Like, this girl literally likes you, and you're kind of getting in your head as if she doesn't. Like, she hasn't shown anything to show that she doesn't like her, and yet it feels like Amy's the one who pushes her a lot, and then at the end, she's like, well, now I gotta grovel, and it's like, Amy, what's happening?
Uh-huh.
What is happening? Because I feel like she just might be trying to push for her initial, I feel like, feelings for Hannah and trying to make mm-hmm. that the basis of trying to go forward. But mm-hmm. I think it's always been her and Theo, and she just might be spiraling in a whole different way now, and she's not happy with anything.
Yeah, I mean, since the beginning, Amy's kind of been a bit insecure, like with Meg, and then Meg going to someone who's masked, and they're being like, oh, I'm not mask enough, like, I'm used to, like, liking a girly girl, and then mm-hmm. they always go for a mask over me, and then finally they have, like, Theo, basically, who is someone who's masked. They don't choose them, they go with the other person who is not masked, but now that person likes you, and they're still not believing it almost. They're still kind of insecure, scared that they're gonna leave them for someone else or something. So maybe mm-hmm. they're like putting their walls up. They're just trying to protect themselves, and it's not serving.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of self-sabotage. I'm like,
yes.
And again, it's like the push and pull that has very little to do with another person. And like, I'm mm-hmm. also not loving how Priya and Nay are being portrayed in these episodes. Like, they're our even keel couple, and yet we only see Priya talking about other people. She says she's very concerned. And then I think I just really noticed the dynamic of like everyone versus Priya. And I'm like, this is weird. I kind of already noticed that Priya and Nay seem more to themselves. Actually, what I thought was a plus for them is that Thea has a past with Nay, and she was still hanging out with them. She was cool with all of them. I was like, that speaks volumes about Nay.
For sure.
Cute. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I really like Thea. I just hate that she had to go. She was one of the best.
I know.
Priya, maybe it's the edits, I don't know, but I do mm-hmm. find that they are kind of separated. They're kind of in their own little cocoon bubble, but mm-hmm. she got a lot to say about other couples because they're good. So they're talking about everyone else. And you know, that can go a certain way.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things They could also maybe be difficult with like production or like who knows that they're just like, yeah, we're just gonna put them on their own worlds.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Like,
truly, I wanted more for their dates. These couples have been together since episode one, and their dates was like, and we'll put a blanket down by the pool.
I will give you some fruit.
I'm like, no, no, no. Like, y'all can leave the villa, maybe? I don't know.
Aren't they in like Italy or something?
Yes, they're in the Masseria, which is Italian. Yes, they could have. In Love Island, they make them go do a little something, something. They could be in a field somewhere.
Like a wine field? They have wine. Is that Italy? They have wine.
They do. They do got some of that. But you're right. They got, what is it? A few different little locations around the pool. But none of it was giving. I'm sorry. You could have put in all the effort. But they were all living. Yeah. Although I wish they still, like, maybe they'll do it. I don't know. If you could just do a date swap for just one. And then just see how it goes. Just to extra confirm everything.
Interesting.
Or a day not together with the person you're coupled up with.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like if you're thinking Love Island, like when they go to the Casa Amor, but then they bring new people when they do that and everything, which a mess. Now, we barely got any of Nay and Priya's date, but we got a lot of Kara and Georgia, and this annoyed me. Georgia made sure no one else looked at Kara, talked to Kara. She was crying, boo-hooing, and now Georgia's getting cold feet.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, Georgia seems real nervous, and Kara's starting to seem uninterested, and like,
or just,
you know, where's
like,
the effort?
What's going on?
Talk to me.
Yeah, but she's like, you're on notice.
I just don't like how Georgia was really, like, it was very hot and cold, I feel like, within how she's now getting a little bit about just everything with Kara. Kara's getting confused now, and that only goes one way.
Yeah, and they're also an OG couple, so I'm sure they feel that pressure of, like, oh, my God, like, we're together. We should be, like, so in love, like, the other couples. Or, you know, now they're starting to think about leaving, and they're like, well, we've been together this whole time, and not, maybe they haven't developed in the way that they think, so they're maybe understanding that in the real world it wouldn't go much further.
Now, Georgia kind of, like, when they finally talk, because apparently Georgia was not talking to her, which annoys me. They say this stuff on Love Island, too, and I know they're actually only allowed to talk at specific times, so I'm like, what's happening? But for Georgia, she's like, yeah, I haven't talked to her in a while. I'm in my head. I think she was very much in her head about what happens after this show. And Kara's like, I feel abandoned. When they finally talk at this date, like, Kara's like, do you even like me anymore? And Georgia just snaps, like, if I didn't like you, I would go home. And it's like, okay, then why can't you just continue acting like you like her? Like, and, like Maxie said, it comes out of, we were basically matchmaked together, but maybe the chemistry would naturally come if they naturally came together. But it's like, this is how you met, so.
Yeah.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, this is how all y'all met. Like, got flopped in here. So I don't know. I mean, again, I think now it's getting a little too real, and these are the important parts where I feel like it'll either make or break y'all. I'm hoping, though, they've been together for so long, it might be one of the hardest with goodbyes.
Yeah, I feel like Kara and Georgia, since the beginning, have kind of like, we're almost like safetyly staying with each other because they didn't really have other connections that they seem to be forming. So they're kind of like, okay, well, we're working, you know, let's keep seeing if this works. But there was nothing else to make either of them question like leaving and having another connection. I haven't seen either of them kind of like crush on anybody else.
No, I think they wouldn't have this issue if they didn't like each other. Like, I think the thing is that Georgia really likes Kara and Kara really likes Georgia, but Georgia is just having doubts of, like, how she kind of was acting when there was competition early in the season. It's like, now my competition's with the world, and I have this hot-ass woman.
That's right.
Like, yeah, you gotta step up. You gotta take care of that woman.
Exactly. So, yeah, and I also kind of wonder if they're getting pressure to be stiffer competition for Nay and Priya. Because at the end of this, someone wins money.
Oh, lucky them.
Yeah, it is.
I wish we could win money.
I know. Maybe for another season.
Well, okay, hold on.
But so yeah, I wonder if there's a little production of like, hey, Nay and Priya, they're inseparable. Like, Nia is trying to finger Priya every second of the day. Like, do that.
Right.
So, but like, I'm just
don't
like,
want money or not.
Exactly. But that's I guess not really happening. When are they gonna give Priya and Nay a bedroom?
Wait, what?
No, I was just saying, I was like, that could make sense because, I mean, the way that then, who is it? Who is it that comes for Priya?
Ava.
Yeah, how Ava then, like, puts Priya on blast. I was also curious about, like, why did it, mm-hmm. why did they go about it like that? Why did they want to gather everybody to have that conversation? I'm almost like, you know, maybe production was like, hey, you know, you've been talking about this and saying how it bothers you. You should address it. And I think putting the hot seat on either Priya or Nay is only going to, like, disrupt their relationship more and see if they sink or swim, you know?
I don't know if it's even going to disrupt their relationship. I think if they're voting on who they think is the strongest couple or the best couple, and Priya's popularity is kind of tanked, that could be the game move.
That makes sense.
That's a different angle.
So it is a vote? You know this?
Yes, because I Kissed a Boy was out last year, and I like quickly looked up. I was like, how does I Kissed a Boy end? And someone won money.
Got you.
Interesting. I swear to God, though, if they're aiming for an Amy win,
I don't think that's happening.
But we had so much Amy content.
Yeah, but like, for all the reasons that's not best, I don't think.
Yeah, I think she gives good TV, and
she's flippy floppy. That's good.
She makes you like feel for her, either good or bad.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's probably why they're giving her some time.
But like, Nay and Priya, they got way early on a little moment to kind of confirm their whole, we want each other, because Nay was going, doing all the player thing.
Yes.
But that's the growth. I feel like a lot of people, if they start to vote, they're going to be like, well, they've like really gone through this, they got through that, blah, blah, blah. They've been growing. Mm-hmm. Other side of the table. I don't think they have any of those challenges. They're just now confused. The other one, Georgia.
Georgia and Kara.
Georgia and Kara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been kind of like
stagnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A toad.
But I think they're also on good terms with everyone, so I can also see them winning just because of that.
I'll be upset.
Good terms. Yeah.
I'll be upset if Kara and Georgia win. Honestly,
I don't know why I don't want them to win.
Maybe Ava can, like, you know, grow a little bit more, and we'll have Ava and Meg win.
I think
there's some room there for Ava to step up. Now that Megan has been vulnerable, and Ava has expressed how, like, seeing Meg be vulnerable is, like, really nice and flattering, maybe that'll make them feel more comfortable to kind of lean in.
Yeah, they do have a cute story with, you know, I've cheated in the past, I'm not judging you, but I just need you to try more, and, like, could be a cute way to wrap it up.
Yeah, really, surprisingly, like Meg and Ava. I didn't like them when they first started. I didn't see it. But now I'm like, oh, they're actually really cute. And the way Ava makes Meg act, you can tell that Meg is really, really falling for Ava.
But I go back to that one little moment they had in bed where Ava's like, you know, a lot of the girls, because I'm so mass presenting, yes. I can't just feel like my feminine self and give my non-binariness, whatever. But does Meg, I haven't seen them kind of like play with the femininity aspect, or maybe that hasn't been shown as much, but I'm wondering, like,
kind of feminine cunt at the club party.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking of the club party. Yeah. I wonder how she dressed.
And like
with the leather.
Leather, of course, all black.
So good.
I mean, that's what I wear.
I would be at a party.
I was really hoping, I was like, oh, they're going to the club. They're going to drop in. They're going to bring back the old singles and like really give you a club.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like what I really want is Fio to come back in and be like, you know, talking to
Amy. Hey,
Amy.
Oh my goodness. Who knows what happens between these cast members after filming? Like, that's also kind of what I want to dive into.
I'm sure.
Oh my god, all those
Like, what else do we want? Oh, Beth. She leaves Beth in the dust.
Oh. That's right.
Oh.
She was.
I forgot about Beth.
Yeah.
I sure am going, ooh. Okay.
She seems really sweet, and she's really cute. At the kiss off, she also saved her kiss. She was, and she also agreed with Fee of like, yeah, too nice. And I was like, is that your reasoning that this didn't work out, really?
But we'll take it.
Yeah, but she said she was saving her kiss, but wasn't actually, right? Did she have someone that she said?
No,
right? Yeah.
She's so like,
she was also. I was surprised at, like, multiple people being like, yeah, I'm not saving my kiss. I'm ready to go home. In which case, I'm like, how is it in there? Y'all are ready to, like, jump ship? Like, what is going on?
Surprised.
Here's my thing. Also, I feel like the show is so racially segregated. Like, you're telling me Beth and Thea, like, had zero, like, they had conversations. We see, we see the conversations with Thea and Hannah because they came in at the same time. But it's like, who do we look option-wise has Forenza's head turns every 2 days, and yet I don't think it's ever turned for anyone who's not white. And I'm just like, and I think, and it's just that makes the tension between Priya and Nia against everyone who's like white even more uncomfortable to watch, honestly.
Right. I wonder if that just like naturally happened with like everybody,
feel it.
You know, like, or if they're if they feel pushed in certain directions,
or just if that ever comes up, like, have they ever like kind of read the room a little bit?
Yeah, I wonder. I really don't know. Priya did talk about race with Layla that one time. And I feel like that's the only conversation we've had so far. It's very interesting. We'll see if it keeps going. But like, we got three people knocked out in one kiss off. Layla, Thea. Is there another black person? I felt like we lost another. I'm just thinking we don't. Nay's taken, so that's just not off. Oh,
yeah,
Debbie.
It was Beth, Thea, and.
And the way that they're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, though, because.
Yeah, the queer community can be very segregated.
Yes,
for sure.
There's a lot that is not mingling around, and the spaces aren't there a lot either. But if you're on a whole show and there are some beautiful women here, I mean, it's a lot more. You can see it, and it's just sad. But I felt like Thea.
Yeah,
she was like bombshell godsend. Like,
I'm like, what?
Angle, every frame, every shot. I'm like, I want more. I couldn't. They did it wrong.
I cannot. Like, I'm not into femmes, and I still would. Like, I just don't know how you say no. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. But
too intimidating for people, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. On the Eva and Meg front, when Eva was talking about how, you know, she's never felt this way, basically, like, very affirmed by Meg, I think I just also wrote, like, bisexual girlfriends for the win. I feel like we're very good at that.
It's a superpower.
It's a superpower.
You want to express yourself? Express yourself however you want. Whatever mm-hmm. you're feeling, I could be into it.
For yeah. sure.
Yeah, I was just going to say at the end, Eva putting Priya on the spot. Like, that was, I feel like, the biggest moment of episode 8.
Yeah.
And I was really like, oh, although I really don't think, if we take the producers out of it, like, the producers probably telling Eva mm-hmm. to, like, press Priya in this way. I think the way Eva went about it really wasn't that crazy, and it really yeah. made sense to me because yeah. I was like, okay, you're here for, like, honesty, you're here to, like, make everyone feel welcomed and together, and what you're sensing is that, or not even sensing, you're witnessing Priya talking about Hannah to mm-hmm. everybody except for Hannah. So mm-hmm. I think it was really bold of them to put them on the spot in front of everyone. In one regard, to be like, hey, like, let's address this, but two is, like, everybody should stop. Like, you should all stop talking about each other or, like, making Hannah feel excluded, because it's just, it's not nice. Like, why?
Yeah, I feel that. Do you think, though, that Eva should have given Priya a heads up? Because that's her big thing. It's like, thanks for telling me that you were going to talk about this here.
No.
Okay.
I think.
You know me, I like to confront people at the table.
No. Because I felt like what Eva was saying was she waited a few days for anyone to actually, like, say this up front, and no one has been. So I don't think she really needed to give her a heads up.
Yeah, because I feel like.
It's already all going on for days.
I think it would have gone worse if Eva tried to do that, because then Priya would have tried to do damage control or get upset about it and not want to talk about it in front of everybody. And I think it being in front of everybody was really important, because mm-hmm. Anna was feeling the kind of, like, ostracizing as soon as they came into the house. So the fact that we're going to address it and be like, no, yeah. we want you to feel comfortable, I think that was really sweet and bold of them.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Priya gets very defensive. We saw this last time, but this time she was like, yeah, I don't need anyone to speak for me. And, like, actually, Eva did a really good job of, like, yeah, I didn't. I kind of was like, this is something I heard, tossing the ball over to you to be like, what did you say? And Hannah said, you talk a lot. I mean, as someone whose partner has freaking ADHD and ADD, and I'm an only child, you can absolutely love a person and be like, damn, you never shut up.
Right. That's very yeah, cool.
That's true. Yeah. That's so true.
That's me.
And it's all with love.
Yes.
I love my tangent.
Yes. It's a way to express yourself.
Exactly. Like, I thought we were okay with Golden Retriever Black Cat. Hannah is Black Cat to Amy's Golden Retriever then. But then the other thing, because this was also from a drinking game that they had to play. So it's not like she said different. Come on now. Do you guys think it's wrong that she said Amy? Amy is different. That's why she's getting all this screen time.
Yeah, I mean, different in what do you mean different?
But that's the thing. I don't think anyone asked a follow-up. Priya just brought it up, like, different's a problem. And it's like, how is different a problem? Especially if, like, I like you, this is a new person, you're different. Well, obviously, all the people I've dated in the past who, like, didn't work out, so different could be good, but it just immediately became a negative connotation for some reason.
Yeah, I feel like different could be good. Different could be unique. Different can be something fresh for you to realize that, oh, I actually do like.
Yeah. Like, we're queer people. Like, what are we upset over the word different for?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best part. We're different.
Could have been like some queer trauma there.
There's a lot of difference of that going on here, because it's all happening when someone gets rejected, someone doesn't get picked. It's all queer trauma.
Yeah,
for sure. Something they love inserting a very important discussion. This time it was about babies and IVF and all that. What did you guys think of that conversation?
I thought it was very real, and it was like, okay, they're actually thinking about how they would, you know, operate in the real world, and if they actually are compatible in that sense, you know?
Because that could look like a lot of different things, and I feel like for a lot of us trying to ever even think about pregnancy, it comes down to also how you do it, but then also the resources, and then also, like, yeah, so it comes up, and I feel like for them, it's just like the idea of relocating or the idea of actually sticking it through. But I feel some type of way about babies being something for couples on reality TV shows to really talk about and take so seriously, because that changes a lot based on who you are with and where your life goes. So it's it's a good way to open up conversations. But I don't think what you're answering with, is it a yes or a no, or how you want to do it, matters as much.
It's like a case by case. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate the amount of, like, women, lesbian or queer women, who are like, yes, I want kids, and yes, I'll raise it with another woman. You know, like, I feel like that's also really cool and important for us to see on TV. And it not being so like, oh my gosh, how are you going to do that? It was very much like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. Like, I might carry, or like, they might carry. So I think that layer of just making it, more casual was really awesome to see.
That's nice.
I agree. I think most of these couples were still talking more like what their personal choice would be, except for Ava and Meg. Like, Meg... When she asked Ava if she would carry, I was like, once again, you are going to scare this tall gay woman away. She was like, yeah, maybe I will. But I also like that Ava brought up, and yeah, if they want, like, kind of, not a father figure, but like just a male role model in their life, I'll go to my male gay friends. And I was like,
right.
Community. The community.
The queer family vibe.
It's a comedy.
Yeah. And then we don't get Nate and Priya's plans, even though I feel like they would be the most concrete in talking about...
Yeah. We want kids.
And like how many and at what time.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to have kids in 3 years or some crazy timeline that they would have. Okay, what is our, do we have a beautiful black, I don't know, it's so crazy that we had three people, and it went down to one, and I want to try and do a beautiful black moment.
A beautiful black moment is to be Nay making it to the middle and kissing Priya.
The growth in this entire
that was a really sweet moment, and I really think I started to see Nay just being a lot more caring, all like a smiles. Caregiver almost. You know?
Nay was cheesing. I hope that she gets like a white strip or some team lighting.
Some kind of sponsorship.
Exactly, because the way she was cheesing, I was like, she is adorable and is like all over Priya. So, yes, I think. Her cheesing on the date is my beautiful black woman.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes. And our chaotic bi moment of the episode. For me, it is this what? Woman saying that she was in love. Because what are we doing?
chaotic.
I mean, you know, feelings get
but it's
real
real.
intense in there.
Yeah. And she knows how to feel seven times.
You know, that's what the producers want. They're like, tell us that you're falling in love. We want to see your insides of the heart on your sleeve.
Okay. I am thinking about that. I'm like, there's so many of these people who are not at that stage, and that's very interesting. I kind of was like, oh, Nay and Priya's first time saying they love each other is in a competition.
Yeah.
Why does that make me cringe? I don't know why. That should be great.
Yeah.
But cute and sweet, but it's just like, yeah, I feel like Nay and Priya, you know, they were maybe a little too nervous to say it to each other that they love each other, but in the challenge, being asked this question, they were like, well, I don't want to lie and like maybe make either the other person feel bad or not know that how I actually do feel about them. So it was kind of sweet for them to be like, yeah, I guess I am like falling in love, you know. And now it can open up the door when no one's around to be like, I love you.
Look, this is what I want. I watch Love Island. We're supposed to have the whole cast like help plan, make up the terrace looking a certain kind of way, and it's supposed to be a whole moment, not having Danny Minogue standing there during a challenge being like, do you guys love each other? It just
ruined the vibe a little, but they needed to confront it, I guess, and they at least they leaned in. And yes, I hope they beat it.
Yeah, I hope they have another private chat about it, because that would just be crazy if that was the moment and we never got any follow-up.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how Nay and Priya, like, talk about themselves with the drama that's kind of happening, and, like, how they, either Nay supports Priya, and it's Nay's like,
ooh,
is Nay going to be like, yes, my girl, like, don't be putting
could,
her on the spot,
totally could.
Or is it gonna be like, yeah, babe, like, that's kind of fucked up, and then Priya's like, are you serious, you don't agree with me, you know,
but
where is it
gonna
go?
But I love you.
In the past, we actually get, like, no Nay weighing in when Priya, like, gets into hot water or something. Like, she's physically there.
Nay is totally weighing in somehow. Like, I feel like they're definitely having conversations about it. They're probably just not showing it.
Nay's just probably like,
yep,
uh-huh, yeah.
Like, yeah, babe. Yeah. Nay seems very supportive.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, that looks like our time. This was so fun filming with you guys again. Maximo Extravaganza, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Maximo Extravaganza, no E in Extravaganza.
Nice. And Ash?
You can also find me on Instagram, probably from Maxie's profile.
Or your fab username.
Eat my ash. Wee.
And please follow, of course. And please follow Black by Reality across all socials. And check with us next week when we cover the last episodes of I Kissed a Girl.
Wow.
Bye.
Good night.